Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Mishael Av, Mishael Ben. Baruch Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, we have already had four shiurim, and there is a lot more to say. So I thank you for listening, and hopefully we'll see the flows gedol v'smiteras Hashem. Our Peter Vasso, Shal Murenu, Rabbeinu, Akoina Godel, and Mufla, and Muflog, Rabbi David Yitzchak Manzat Sal. So we saw in the previous shiur the Sofek, what's Pshat in Mishael Av? Is a Pshat that you don't have to spend your own money because the kibbut homie is the Toitzah. There's no Chiv of Atzilas Mom, and the Iker is that he should be a Machubit. But that does include Hatzas Mama. You just have to make sure to give him food because he's that he should feel mechubed, but that doesn't require you to pay for it. Or no, the Isser is the mitzvah is machilu mashkehu. That's the etzem Isser, not the etzem mitzvah, not the Taitzah. But since it says a lesson of covid, it's lafuke mamen, because you don't have to spend money on covid. Mamen is without covid, and we were married in the previous year to explain Gemara's based on that Yisod, but hither, Gevaldik, the Rambam we explain, Hachas Talmud Torah. Now we're going to go weiter. Well, the Fizei Yesh Nafkamina, Gam L'man Domen Mishael Ben Ma'u Taimo. So based on what we said, based on the foregoing, there's also going to be a Nafkamina, L'man Domen Mishael Ben. What's the reason of Mishael Ben? That the son, according to the Mandomen on the Gemara, that the son has to pay for the covet. The matam man diamer de Mishael Av umishum sham mitzvi raka covet shai deze leka chivot zos mamen. That if the reason of the man diamer Mishael Av is because the mitzvah is covet, that there should be a taitzah of covet, that he should be a mechubit. But that doesn't involve Hotzas Mammon, as we were married. I don't want to go through the whole explanation because we already talked about it at length in the previous shiurim. But if the whole mitzvah is the Totzah of Kavod Amunach B'maisa, and the Kavod is the Totzah, is the outcome of Sipuk HaTzorech Shel Ha'av. So yes, you're chayiv to be machil and mashkeo is a hechatimtzi for the Totzah of Hana. That's the Maisa Mitzvah, but the mechayiv is the Taitzah. The Machayiv is that he should be a Mechubit. That doesn't involve Hotzas Mammon. So if you say that that's the Pshat in the Man Domer Mishael Av, so the Man Domer Mishael Ben will hold that the mitzvah is the Etzem HaMaiseh. And therefore, since the Etzem Mitzvah is the Etzem HaMaiseh, it's like every other mitzvah essay, that you have to spend money. V'imkein nimtza d'pligi hanei amora'ei be'etzem chiyuf ha-mitzvah shel ma'achilo mashkei umahi. So it emerges then that these amora'im are arguing on the Etzem chiyuf mitzvah ma'achilo mashkei. What's the chiyuf? Is pshat the Etzem HaMaiseh being ma'achilo mashkei, your father is the mitzvah, or your mother? Or is pshat the taitzah that your father and your mother have food? So Mishael Av is going to hold that it's the Taitzah, and therefore that doesn't, it's the Hechetimsi that you have to get them food. But the Iker is the Taitzah, and therefore it doesn't require a Tzas Mammon. You just have to make sure that they're Mechubit. There's no mitzvah to spend money on it. The mitzvah is Mugdor as a Taitzah that they're Mechubit. They're Miskabit. That doesn't require a Tzas Mammon. Mashenkin, if the mice is machil mashkei, so how are you going to get them food? You have to pay for it. If it's the etzem ha-maisa, Mishael Ben, then you have to pay for it. But if the time of the man d'amar Mishael Av is because when it says the word covet, it's saying that there's no chiyuv hatzas mamon. That was the other tzad that we saw. That the etzem ha-mitzvah is taka the machil mashkei, and not only the toitzas ha-noi. Since the Torah utilized, couched it in terms of a lashon of kavod, use the lashon of kavod. That's not a tzas mamon. So the crow is megala. There's no chiyuv of tzas mamon. Is kavod a tzas mamon? I want to give this person kavod. Is that money? No. Kavod isn't a tzas mamon. Definition of kavod. You define kavod. That's not a tzas mamon. So that's the other tzad, that the word kavod is lafuke hatzas mamon. We discussed this tzad, the arichus, in the previous year. So if that's pshat, then the reason of the man d'amar Michel Ben is because the alfusa of kavod es Hashem ehoincha is the alfusa of hatzas mamon, meaning. It says kaved es avicha v'asimecha, and it says kaved es Hashem ehoincha. So we learn from the pasuk of kaved es Hashem ehoincha, that's megala to us that the word kaved means with hatzas mamon, honor God with your fortunes. Therefore, when it says kaved es avicha v'asimecha, it also means mitan geld, with your money. Tamo shel mandi amar mishal ben mishim she'ayal futa. מקבד את השם מהונך, היא גם ילפות על הוצאת ממון לכבוד זה. ושוב, לא שייך שתהיה כאן גזירת הכתוב מיוחדת ממה שכתוב כבוד, שרי על היי כבוד נאמר שיהיה מהונך. You can't say, like the man, the Omer, Michel Ov, that there's a special gzeiras hakosuv, that unlike other mitzvahs, this mitzvah doesn't require an expenditure, because we have a gzeiras shavo of kabed sivicha besimecha and kabed sishem mehonch. So you see, kabed means with money. So, based on how we understand the Man D'Omer, Michel Ov is how we're going to understand the Man D'Omer Michel Ben. Im shnei atzadim, im shtei afshariyot, shtei agishot. Az nera ra'aya brura letzad harishon, shehapshat hu, shehamachloket, im ze be'etzem ha'maise, Man D'Omer Michel Ben, ze be'etzem ha'maise. Man D'Omer Michel Ov, ze ha'toitzo me'ha'maise. ולכן זה לא מזכיק הוצאת ממון. ואפשר להביא ראייה ממה שכתב המעריק בסימן קוף סמך וב. רבינו כבר בייר, אנחנו הרחנו בשיעורים שלנו גם כן, לבאר את שיטתו של המעריק בפרק א', בהלכה א', פרק וב. המעריק אומר, the lack of mitzvat kibud avayim, the only mitzvah kibud avayim is giving him to eat and to drink. But not if it's a tzivui of the father, that's not for the toyelis of the father. And now the Marik writes something very surprising. The ad kan loy miflegi im Michel ben, o Michel av, ele bedavar de shayach av bigava, parnasat av, de tzorech guf av vikiyumo. אבל במילתא דלא שייך בגבי כי אחא. אין שם לעניין ציווי האב שלא יישא אישה פלונית. פשיטא שאין כוח באב למחות בבן, לא משום כבוד ולא משום מורה. But the only machlokes of Michel Ov and Michel Ben is if it's something that's shayach to the father. Like being mefarnes the father. That is tzorich of gufoy. That is for the father's needs. So there we have a machloikas of Michel Ov or Michel Ben. But if it's not shaykh, like here he's talking about a case where the father said, I don't want you to marry that girl. So the Marik says it's pashut that the father doesn't have koyach to be moiche baben sai mitzat kovet. And say mitzad moira, la ab ein kol, ein lo schut, lebnoa mi bno litchaten, because it's not kashur elav. When he wants to marry a certain girl, not mitzad kovid and not mitzad moira, ad kan midivrei amarik. Ulechoira, eino muvan. It's hard to understand what this marik is talking about. Ma echnis amarik. בתוך דבריו את המחלוקת את מישל אב ומישל בן. מה זה קשור? Here the nidon is, if the father is going to have no hana, do you have to listen to him or not have to listen to him? Your mother tells you to wear a sweater. It doesn't directly impact your mother. She just wants you to be warm outside. Do you have to listen? Do you not have to listen? So we're talking here about if it's not ogea to them. So why does the Ma'arik shtup in here? Ad kan lo mifugi mishal ben o mishal av. What is the machlokas if it's mishal ben o mishal av? I have to do anything with this. Whether it's mishal av or mishal ben, it doesn't matter. If it's not nogea to your father, do you have to listen? If it's not nogea to your mother, do you have to listen? They tell you not to marry a certain nagel, do you have to listen? What does it have to do with the machlokas if it's mishal av or mishal ben? Kana nidonu klapei atzivui shein bo anayim b'chlal mitzvat kibud aveim ho'ola. Zo baya achat. Ma kesher? Ba'od tzarich biur sh'arei b'lav achi kaim elan mishalav. Anyway, we pask in mishalav. So why does the Ma'arik have to explain that even according to the man d'omer mishal ben, the halacha is that you don't have to listen to your father if he tells you something that's not nogea directly to him. Is it kashur? Anachem poskim mishalav. We don't pass him Mishal Ben. As Mizen Ra De Ad Rabba. No, it's fakert. The need for this chiddush that there is no mitzvah is la halacha, based on what we paskin Mishal of. Because according to the man d'amar Mishal Ben, it's pashut that the mitzvah is ma'achilu mashkeyu. It's a midi dahana. The child has to pay for it out of his own pocket. So of course we're talking about hana for the father. And it has nothing to do with your father telling you to do something that's not nogeat him, that's not relevant to him, that doesn't directly affect him. And only according to the man d'amar Mishal Av, that as we said, the yesod of the mitzvah is the kavod, the teitzah of the kavod, the outcome of the kavod. He holds that listening to the tzivui of the father is also covered. Because yesh lanu et ha-totza'a shi'u mechubad. U'memeila shenitchayev b'mitzvat aseh de'kavod l'shmo alo k'shem shenitchayev l'tem lo ta'kavod shel ma'achil o'mashkeu. So memeila, you're mischayev in the mitzvah aseh of covered to listen to your father, just like you're mischayev to give him covered of ma'achil o'mashkeu. Since the whole vort is that he has to be a mechubed, the taitzah of kavod, so what does it matter if he tells you to he wants to eat and drink, or if he tells you not to marry this girl? In both ways, you're giving him honor. And on that, the Ma'arik writes that even if it's mitzat kavod, lo ne'amar zeh l'klapei kavod shel ma'achilo u'mashkeu, v'lo al sha'ar kavod, as we explained in Halacha Aleph. Ma'arik is telling us that you're right, it's a totzah of kavod. But it's only a totzah of kavod if the kavod is eating and drinking, but not anything else. That's why you would think that it's any type of kavod. So kamash v'lan that it's not. But this stems with the mahalach, the first mahalach, that it's that the chiyuv of kavod is the toitzah of kavod. And therefore the Ma'arik is really talking lahalacha. Mi paskin mishalav. But he's saying this whole machlok is mishalav and mishal ben is only if it's shayach to the father. If it's mishal ben, it's pashut that it's only machil mashkeh. But even Mishalav, it's also only Machil Mashke. And not any other type of kavod. So that's why the Ma'arik had to explain, even according to this man, the Omer, that holds Mishalav, there's no mitzvah. Yes, the gather of the mitzvahs, there should be a totzah of kavod, but only in the context of Machil Mashkeu and not in other areas. So that'd be a raya that the gather of the Machlekes is it a mitzvah, is it a din in the Taitzar, the din in the Etzim HaMaisa? And Ma'arik is telling us here, the Machlekes is whether it's a that the man d'yomer mishalav holds that the ikar is that there's a totzah of kavod. So therefore, you would think if the hazoy, if that's the pshat, then you would think that it's even listening to him in other areas. Kamash melanet not. Mitzad sheni nira lochiach lo kein mitvrei tosfot bekidushin. Daf lamed bet v'dimon atchil Rav Yehuda u'bav metzia daf lamed gimel v'dimon atchil Rav Yedato. Ain sham betosfot. Shedanu leman de'amar Mishel ben. So we can prove now like this from Tosis in two places that discuss, according to the man d'amar, Mishel ben. What would be the din if you have in front of you three possibilities? Kiburav, be mechabed your father, avedas atzma, your own aveda, the avedas chavera, on your friend's aveda. What should you do? Im yasok b'chod aviv. If you're osek and your father's covered, well, then you have to return your friend's aveda before your father's covered, like we say mefurishim bav mitzia daflam beiz amar aleph. So, when it's your father's covered versus avedas chavera is going to win. But if you're osek ba avedas chavera, then your avedas kaidim la avedas chavera bav mitzia daflam amar beiz. So now your Aveda is going to come before your friend's Aveda. But then if you're osek in your Aveda, then Laman de'omer Mishel Ben, your father's Aveda comes, your father's covet comes first. So this is Mamish Magal Ksamim. It's a catch 22. Mamish can't win. Because if you go for your covet kibarav against you, then you say, no, your friend's Aveda comes first. So you're metapel and your friend's Aveda. But your friend's Aveda is against your Aveda. And your Aveda comes first. Seder, so get your Aveda. You're getting your Aveda, but covet of comes before your Aveda. So where do we go with this? Ayen shametosvot, sheisiku debachai gavna, gam leman de'amar Mishel ben, even if you hold Mishel Ben, you still don't have to lose your Aveda. So the Maskan of Tosfos is that in such an instance, even the man of Mishel Ben holds you don't have to lose your Aveda, because only if you have to spend money for the father's hanah, your chayav, that's the guf hakivud. But avedasai, that your father's not nana from the etzem haveda, the son doesn't have to lose his aveda for his father. So therefore he can be metapla his aveda before he's mechabit his father. So he can get his aveda. His aveda is kodim la'avedas chaveiloi. And his aveda is also kodim le'kavod aviv. Because the Mishel Ben is to spend money, but not to lose your Aveda, because spending money is a direct hanah for your father. Your father's nene from when you spend money on him, but your father's not nene from you losing your Aveda. So in the mail you could be metapel, you could take care of your Aveda. Givaldik. Okay, Ayin Sham, B'divrei HaTesis. Ulich Ora. הרי בשאר מצוות עשה, פשיטה שחייב להוציא עד חומש, לא רק באופן שהוא תשלום עבור התפילין ועלוליו, אלא גם באופן שיפסיד ממון, כדי להשיגם. ומשנה בזה מצוות כיבוד, אב ואם, למען דאמר מישל בן, another mitzvah essay, it's possible that you have to spend up until the fifth. Not only if you're paying for it, but even if you're going to lose money. So why is kibud av ve'em any different? You have to be willing to lose up until a fifth for tefillin, for lulav, for tzitzis. So why be kibud av ve'em, don't you? Don't we tell you not to lose? Ve'omnam tosvot daf tzadi amut bet b'dibor matchil chatat hinichu inyan ze b'safek. So Tosfos lies with a safek. And they didn't write that you don't have to lose money for your father. And that's how Tosfos learned here in our kasha. They don't hold that you don't have to lose money for your father. In the kasha we held, yeah, you have to lose your aveda for your father. And just Bayuns, Bayos, and Tosis, they, in the Maskana, they say no. But you don't have to lose money for your father. Originally, they, in the Kasha and in Zvachim, they didn't say you don't have to lose money for your father. But now, in the Maskana of Tosis, they do say, above Mitzi and Kedushin, that you don't have to lose money for your father. You have to spend money for your father, but you don't have to lose money for your father. So what's the pshat? Why did Tosis change their mind? Mizenira she'omnam behava mina ulemaskanat ha'tosvot b'svachim. So in our havamina, and even l'fi the maskan of Tosis and Zvachim, Tosis are learning that the Mandomi Mishel Ben holds that it's like every other mitzvah essay, that it's a chiyuv maise, and you have to spend money on it. That's according to the Tzad. Remember, we said there's two tzadim in understanding Mishel Ben. One is that it's a chiyuv maise, and then the Mandomi Mishel Av holds that it's a chiyuv in the Teitzah. That's the machlekes. So if it's a chiyuv in the maise, you have to spend money on this maise mitzvah, like every other maise mitzvah requires you to spend a fifth to be a kindness mitzvah. But lemaskana, Tosis holds, like the second sound that we said, that yes, it says covered. And what does covered mean? Covered means not to be motzi mamon. De omnam mima shekatuv kavod mitchev shelo hotzi mamon. Ma gdara shel mila kavod? Ze kolel hotzat mamon? Lo. Kavod ze kavod b'li mamon, b'li kesef. Ela, sheyesh yalfuta miyuchedet lechayvo. Mima shekatuv kabed et Hashem mehoncha. We just says if you have a special yalfusa, according to the Man de'Omar Mishel Ben, of kabed et Hashem mehoncha. What does it mean kabed et Hashem mehoncha? That's only when the expenditure is for the very covet itself. In the Havamina, we thought it's like every other mitzvah. And every other mitzvah requires you to spend a fifth or to lose a fifth. But now we're saying, no. That's not why it's Mishel Ben. It's because it says the word covet. And covet means no money. We just have a Yalfusa, kabed es Hashem mehoncha. Kabed es Hashem mehoncha is for the etzem hakavod, for the guf hakavod. The hotzah has to be for the guf hakavod. Otherwise, there's no reway for this chiyuv. And therefore, this person is pater. Machmas shekavod einu mechayev hotzahs mamon. Because kavod doesn't require hotzahs mamon. If it was pshat, it's like any other mitzvah essay, and you have to lose money. But since the pshat is that you learn from kavod es Hashem mehoncha, so you have to actually be spending the money on the kavod. And here you're not spending money to be mechaved your father. You're not losing money to be... The etzem avedas hamamon isn't a kavod for your father. So the hotzah has to be for the guf hakavod, like kavod es Hashem mehoncha. And since it has to be for the hotzah, has to be for the guf of kavod, and here it isn't. Because here, you're going to be losing your aveda to be mechabed your father, but the losing the aveda, the hotzahs mamon, isn't going to be covered for your father. The hotzahs mamon is going to be the mechabed your father, and not the losing of your aveda. And the Mele Tosis says lemaskana that the pshat is that it's because there's a ribui in kabed es Hashem mehoncha, learned from kabed es Hashem mehoncha, that covered is mechabed hotzahs mamon, but only if it's going to be directly being mechabed your father, and not like in our case in the aveda. So therefore, the maskana Tosis is holding, like the second sad, that the machlokes mandor mishalov mishal ben is based on the kabedis Hashem mehoncha. The mandor mishal ha'av holds kabed. What does kabed mean? Kabed means covered without the hotzas mamon. And then the Gemara says, and it's only talking about bitul malacha. That's all that's required. Bitul malacha, that's what's derived from this Xerushava of kavod kavod. You don't have to spend money. Ah, it says kabed es Hashem mehoncha, and here it says kabed es avicha v'simecha. So what's derived from there? So the man d'amar mishal av holds bitul malacha. You stop working, but according to the man d'amar mishal ben, you learn that you have to go and spend money to be mechabed your father, but only if the expenditure is directly mechabed your father, and not if it means losing your aveda. So therefore we see like the second sad. So we have these two tzadim of the way to understand the machlokes, and we see it reflected in these two sources in just the Ga'inusha. Obviously, I could live 1,000 years, 10,000 years, 1,000,000 years, and I wouldn't think of this. But Baruch Hashem, that we try to be Matike Shmuel from Rabbi Zeno and pass on their light and their guidance. And this is discussed in the Birkas Shmuel and Yevamos and Siman Gimel. And you can see there, Vos Eret, Vos El Zokt. So with this, we can go weiter. We can answer Akash of Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Makne. And a lot more to say, sweet friends. So what I'm asking of you is that you please continue staying tuned for the next installment. We should be Zeuche. Sometimes I'm a supik if how many installments of a shir I should offer, because I'm not so sure everybody is holding with me. You know, you're saying part 19, and you have to be holding the first 18 parts to understand part 19. So most people are scared away by that, so I'm never really sure how far to go, how much people are listening. We hope that everyone is, and we keep going. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.